Let it snow, and the first snowfall of the winter before that. Hello, my name is John Dunn, if we haven't met before. How do you do? This is the BBC All Radio Network Service at the moment.
You're listening to BBC Radio, the All Network Service broadcasting on radios 1, 2, 3 and 4. Now the time signal for 6 o'clock, and then the news read by Brian Perkins.
BBC Radio News at 6 o'clock. The strike at the BBC by the main union, the Association of Broadcasting Staffs, began 2 hours ago. Television is not putting out any programmes, but radio is broadcasting a single service of news, information and music.
So it would be primarily a news and an information service?
Yes, but there will also be some entertainment, because we're going to collapse the four networks into one, if it's possible, and therefore we'll be taking the best of the four networks.
And would, by collapsing them into one, would they be? Would this one programme be heard on all the wavelengths which we now broadcast on?
Yes, it will. And we hope to expand it as time goes on.
Have you any idea of how you're going to work this? Is it going to be entirely management who are going to do this? Or?
Well, the day will reveal all.
It'd be interesting.
And I think that it's too early to say. I hope, though, that in this endeavour, because of the scarcity of news sources, our colleagues in the ABS will see the point of maintaining this news service, and I hope that we might have their support.
Have you been
able to ask them for it right now?
You haven't got their reaction so far.
I haven't reached them yet. I've just rung them up. There's nobody there.
But whether you get their support or not, are you still determined to carry on?
We will go ahead, one way or another.
Mr. Singer, thank you very much.
The main union of the BBC is now calling its radio members out on strike to join those in television. But the management say they'll try to keep one radio channel on the air.
Music from the second act of the ballet The Two Pigeons by Messager, played by the Paris Orchestra on that record, conducted by Jean-Pierre Jacquillat. Well, I'm sorry you weren't able to enjoy the advertised programmes this evening, but I do hope you found some pleasure in our music during this last couple of hours. This is Cormac Rigby, looking forward to normal service tomorrow and wishing you a very good night. You're listening now to BBC Radio on VHF and Longwave. In a few seconds, the time signal and the news read by Brian Perkins.
The dispute is over. The main union in the BBC, the Association of Broadcasting Staffs, which went on all-out strike this afternoon, has now told its members to go back. This follows an arbitration award that will give BBC staff a 12.5% pay increase at once, and more later. The BBC have announced that television programmes on BBC One will be back to normal at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and virtually all of the big Christmas programmes will go out as promised. And that's the news for the moment.
Our thanks to Brian Perkins. Oh dear, got a frog in my throat. The time now coming up to 14 minutes past 10. Talking about frogs and fogs, it's a foggy day here in London town. Hope it's not where you are. The fog in the studio has lifted a bit, though, and we're all very happy here. After all, we like to watch Match of the Day ourselves. I'll just introduce myself. I'm Bill Reynolds, and if I'm new to you, don't worry about it. You're new to me, in a way, and armed with just a pile of records, I'm going to be with you here on wonderful Radio 10 through till 2. First opus tonight is none other than Opus 1.